Lyuba of Chernihoglo sits with her daughter, Larissa Zubko, and reflects on her days in the former Soviet Union, the days of her earliest memories of politics and going to vote. As her mother speaks in Russian, Larissa translates.
So the candidate was already chosen, and they had to give their votes for that same person. Like, they didn't have a choice.
In the 2016 election, her family threw their support behind the Republican candidate, now President Donald Trump.
I saw that he's a more reliable person. Before the election, we prayed a lot. We even fasted for this election.
Chernihoglo's daughter, Larissa, said there are Russian language newsletters the community relies on for its political news. They inform the community on matters that are important to them.
And as for her, she said it came down to her faith and issues related to her ideals of family.
I think the main value was that we believe that the marriage should be between men and women, and that I think that was the main thing. And it's not because we don't like other people or other views. I mean, it's just who we are. And same thing, they would say the same thing, it's who we are, and we respect that.
And she's not convinced there's any collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia to influence the U.S. election.
I don't know the majority, but I can speak for myself and maybe for a few more people that I've talked to. We don't believe that that happened.
Her mother, Lyuba, remembers worshiping in the wee hours of the morning with curtains drawn to avoid arrest under the former communist government.
Larissa says she and others were persecuted for not towing to the Communist Party line.
So under communism, in the fourth grade, you were supposed to take an oath to your government. And as Christians, we couldn't do that. And imagine a fourth grader going through something like this where he's beaten or she is beaten and laughed at and bullied just because she's not what they call them is pioneer. So you wore this little, I don't even know, piece of material or fabric that's red on your neck in showing that you took that oath to the government. And as Christians, we couldn't do that because it was not the value that we had.
I do read my Bible and do my research. And
Anastasia Gantuk, a young mother in South Central Missouri, plans to apply for U.S. citizenship one day.
She says the 2016 presidential election is one area that most young and old members of the Russian-speaking community have in common. They favor Donald Trump.
The older generation felt he was a strong supporter of traditional values that line up with their faith, but the young knew him for different reasons.
We used to watch a lot of Apprentice. I'm just like how he is.
I'm Natalie Peck.
And I'm Chloe Scar for KSMU News.